Daf. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Ayin Gimel, and we will start with Ayin Gimel, Ayin Beis Mabeis, talking about the machlokas between Abai and Rava. Obviously, the next tomorrow's daf, Shabbos is daf, and the next daf, next two will be put up by the Shem from the last cycle, and then by the Shem will pick up again on Monday. Okay, so let us get into Ayin Beis Mabeis, Abaya and Rava. So the Gemara says, Machlokas, which we'll see, is one of the six machlokos, which are called one of the yalkagams, where we pass them like abaya. Gemara quotes, how do we look at an eid zomim? From when is an eid zomim nifsal? When do we say his eduyos are no longer trusted? He's nifsal to be an eid. So machlokas, abaya says, l'mafreya hu nifsal, from the moment that he testified, even though we don't know about the psul until later, until the eidim azimin come, still the psul goes backwards. L'mafreya hu nifsal. And Rava says, mikana l'haba hu nifsal. Rava says, no, it goes from the moment that the Eidei Mazimin made the first group into Eidim Zomamin. And the Gemara says, according to Abaya, we understand, L'mafreyahu Nifsal, that's the time that the Avera was done. And therefore, just like anybody does an Avera, somebody who steals, and then it's testified that he stole from that, from the moment that he stole. Pashtus, that's the one he's going to become Pasul. So to hear, from the moment that he gave the false testimony, that's when he's going to become pasul. That's abaya. I mean, he shaita the asid lei havi lei rasha. From that moment, he's a rasha, and the Torah says not to testify with a rasha. And Rava Amar mikana lahabo nifsal. Rava says no. It goes mikana lahabo. Why? The Gemara gives two possibilities, which we read one of. Number one is eid zomim is chiddushu. Eid zomim is a chiddush. It's something that goes against the normal rules of the Torah, as we quoted Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Zayin. So what are the rules that it goes against? Hatreu treininu, because it's two against two. Ma'achaz tzayis lahani, tzayis lahani. It's two against two. Why should we believe the second group, the second Eidim, instead of the first Eidim? Hilkach in l'chabo ella mishaz chidush shaveira. Because it's a chidush that we believe the second ones at all, so we're going to limit it. We're going to limit the psul that they create to from the later moment. That is all Rava number one, which now we're going to talk about for a couple of minutes. There is a lot of lumdis relating to Eidim Zomamin, just to mention the thought of Reb Chaim, which some Achronim agree with, some Achronim don't agree with, but it's an important shita to be aware of. Rav Salvechik here in the Rishim Oshirim quotes this idea with all the rayas that Reb Chaim brought. We'll start with the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei discusses, we mentioned this Ramban in the past, Rabbah discusses that there are four people that are punished not because of their Maisa Averis per se. If you look at each of the Maisa Averis per se, they wouldn't justify the punishment. But it's because of what these four people represent, for what they undermine, and for the good of society. As the Gemara calls them in Sanhedrin, Peites, Dalit Srichan Achraza. There are four people that, when we punish them, the Bez has to make an announcement that this is what they're doing, so that V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. So they all hear, and they fear. Who are the group of four? Says the Rabban, Ben Sora, Umore, Mesis, Edom Zomimin, and Zakein Mamre. What are those four? Says the Ramban. Betzora Mora, that's the part that he's commenting on. Betzora Mora, you would think, you know, I'll shame, that's what Chazal say, I'll shame Ha'asid. It's based on the potential where we see he's going. So that's unusual. That's the only time we have such an idea. Says the Ramban, the Alaklau, Ein bo ata chet maves, the Alshem sofa hu nidon, Kamoshis kira raboseinu, vizetava cho yisol yishvu v'yiro, kilom humas begodel cheto, again, it's not that he doesn't deserve anything now. We already see in his personality that this is where it's leading and it's better for him. Again, according to one opinion, this never happened. It's just the message of the halacha that we learn. Number one, V'chein haderech hakasef, she'yazir kein kasher yamisu legeder, kidei she'tia b'misasam takana la'acherim, kiskim zakin mamrei. What's Zakin Mamre? One of the Sanhedrin that thinks that all the other great rabbis are wrong. And he paskins that way. So you might even say he's L'Shem Shamayim. He's doing what he thinks is right. The answer is, but he's undermining the judicial system. Once you're outvoted, you're outvoted. She'ein bohoraso chet shihei roi lamus bo. Raku lahasra machlokas minatora. V'chein, number three, Edim Zomamin. As we know, kasher zamam v'lo kasher asa. Isn't that unusual? Right? Nehargu e neharagin. Right? So how is that possible? If they succeeded, so then they're not punished. If they didn't succeed, then they are punished. So you see, it's not because of the baisa aveira. V'chein hizkir b'mesis. Someone who tries to get someone else to do avodah zara, even if they're not successful. Lufi shehu ne'arag b'diburo hara bilvad. Aval mishalo avad hanisas avodah zara. V'lo shama elav. Aval misas oliyaser anish arv. The key, v'gamzu misamuchudeshas. Again, the key of all four of these individuals is that they're not punished per se for their maisa avera. So building on that, Reb Chaim suggested, or maybe not building, but just he said, that Edom Zomimin is punished for what he calls the Shem Eid Zomim, the Eid Zomim status. Once a person achieves an Eid Zomim status, then Memela, they're chayiv based on what the Torah says. But it's not that specifically they are what they are punished for the Maisa. They're punished. The Onish flows from the label. The process labels the Gavra. And then the Gavra is chayiv based on that label. An extreme example of this, just to give one or two more examples, is the Mishnah in Makos and the Ritz Gaius. The Mishnah in Makos tells us on Daf Hema Beis, the beginning of Makos, that there is a machlokes, how to understand the pasuk, al pishnayim edim o shlosha edim yumas hames. The Torah says two or three witnesses, and the Mishnah asks, what do you need to say three? If two edim are enough, why does the pasuk have to say three? To compare two to three. And in what way? So this is the machlokas tanoim. Tana Kava says, just like three can be mazim two can be mazim three. How do you know even 100? Fine. Rabbi Shimon Omer, mashnayim, einar neheraga nashiu shneim zomimin. Just like two, they're not killed until they're both zomimin. So two, three, if they're three in a group, so then until they're all zomimin, meaning lukula, Rabbi Shimon says. Even if there are 100, Rabbi Akiva Omer, here's the key line, lo bash, lishi lo hakel, Rabbi Shimon. No, it's not that it's coming to be mekel. It says three to be machmir, says Rabbi Akiva. V'im kein, and if you see there's such a chumra, if somebody is nitfal to an over avira, surely there will be a schar for a nitfal lo se mitzvah. Okay, but what exactly is Rabbi Akiva saying? Lo bar shlishi lo hakel lo hachmir. Many different pshatim given in the Mefarshim, just to focus on one amazing one, and that is quoted in the Ran. Quoted in the Ran. The Ran here, the Makkos quotes the Ritz Gaius, who says, just like two, let's read it. Va'ot pirish ari ben Gaius, daf beis am beis in the daf arif. Dim huzmu hashnayim, afal pishalo huzam hashlishi. Nasu kulam zomamin. The anash hakasav ashlishi shenitpal lishnayim shenayim shavru veheidu sheker kayotse bohen. Sounds like, just like two are punished if there's a group of two, so too if there are edim zomamin. Rabbi Akiva says, according to the Ritz Gaius, if two of them became edim zomamin, all three of them become edim zomamin and get the halachas of an ed zomamin. But the third one didn't do anything. He was just nitfal. The answer is, he's labeled. Once he's with the group, and two of the group got the label, so the third one could also get the label, because again, it has to do with the label, and the shame eid zomim, and not the exact act. Another idea we mentioned at the end of this year yesterday, and with this we'll close this section, that is the Rambam. Can one have eid zomim for eid shebishtar? An eid signed on a shtar. Is it possible to be mazim? So the Rambam says, theoretically no, because an aid could always claim that the shtar was a shtar muktam or a shtar meuchar, that we postdated. Let's say shtar meuchar, that's kosher. We postdated the shtar. So you say, Emmanuel, you said, but it wasn't that time. It didn't really happen at that time. So the Rambam says, if you get out of that problem, though, you would be able to have Edom Zomamin b'shtar. The Rambam says in Hilchos Eidos Perek Yutes, Ein Eid Yashtar Nasim Zomamin, Eid Yashtar Dopakab Zomamin, the Rambam doesn't say period. He says, "Ein edi yashar nasim zomin ad sheyomru bebezdin." Until they say in Bezdin, "Shtar ze bizmano kasav nuhu, v'lo ichar nuhu." We wrote the shtar exactly when it says it was written. We did not delay it. Avalim lo amru kein afal pishes varos shtar beechad benisan biyerushalayim ubo edim veheidu sheedi yashar hayu imoim biyom ze. Bibavel, even though it said they were in Yerushalayim, and then the Edom say they were in Bavel, right? The Rambam's examples are Yerushalayim and Bavel. right? Those are the cities that he chooses. Hashtar kasher v'ha'idim sheirim. If they didn't say that, everything's kasher. She'efshar she'ichruhu v'kasvuhu. Ukshayi b'Yerushalayim v'echad ba'adar kasvu shtar zeh. Sham v'ichru zvano v'kasvu zvano b'nisa. So theoretically, though, the Rambam says that it's possible to have Edim Zomamin Bishtar, who argues the Baal HaMa'or, the Baal HaMa'or in Ksubis, the Lechem Mishnah, right here in the Rambam, quotes the Baal HaMa'or. He says, Rabbi Zrach Yazal, Kasav Haran, right, that's the Baal HaMa'or, Rabbi Zrach Yalevi, the Ran quotes the Baal HaMa'or here, who says, to be'edis al-peh hu di'ika hazama v'lo be'edis bishtar la'olam. Mashma the Sphere Lezal, Afilu Kasav Bishtar, Shebizmano Kasvu, Mishum, right? You might say, even if it was written in the Shtar, that this is not a Shtar Meuchar, it doesn't work. Mishum, the Hazama Chidushu, Ve'en Lecha Bo Ela Chidusho, the Stam Edus Balpehu. It's Chidush, and he says, is that against the Gemara? But again, limited. Why would it be limited? So you might just say, oh, it's limited Chidushu. But you also might say, if it's not about a Maisa Aveira, it's the same Maisa Aveira, whether it's written or not, but if it's about the label of the Gavra, so maybe you need the Gavra there. Maybe you need Edus Balpeh, for whatever reason. And therefore, it would be different. Okay, that's one idea of Edim Zomamin, Reb Chaim, that's how he would describe Eid Zomim Chidushu, and that's how you could, the label, again, the final point, our Gemara, that's how the label might be able to start today. If it's not about the Maisa Aveira, you're right, the Maisa Aveira took place a month ago, but the label starts today. Maybe that's good for the Machlokas between Abai and Rava. Rav is the one that says this whole idea of Edim Zomim. Maybe Abai would say more. No, it's dependent on the Maisa Aveira. And you have to figure out Kasher Zomim lo Kasher Asa. But that is the Machlokas. One final point, and that is, again, a different point. That's the other point, the other Tosfos that we have here. Eilach Abo Elam Shas Chidush Ve'Eilach asks Tosfos, why isn't there a Svara to believe the latter Edim? Right, the Gemara says, my chaz d'svokahani, svokahani. Tosfos asks, isn't there, if you look in Tosfos, V'im Tomar, about 10 lines up from the bottom. V'im Tomar, Lama V'chidush Klal, why is there a Chidush at all to believe the second Edim? Falo min adin yesh lam in Basroi. No, we should believe the second Edim with a Migo. B'migo di'iboy havi pasli l'kamoy b'gazlanusa. The two Edim, the second Rebbeinu could have come and said, we testify that they're gazlanim, that we would have thrown the first ones out. So b'migo, that they're believed to say that they're gazlanim, because then they would have been ba'ali dover, they couldn't contradict. So they're also believed to say, kasha the Immanuel Yisuf makaploni. Why don't we say that they have a migo? Again, if we notice what we've been doing over the past 10 blot, almost every major topic in Shas comes on everyone, but many, many topics of Shas come up here in Merubah. That's why Merubah is one of the heaviest, thickest, most amazing mesechtas in all of Shas, because it's so Ian, there's so much here, so many topics are discussed in all of these. But here it is, Migu, put this on the list. So he asked Tosfos, why don't we say that the second Edim are believed Svara, because they have a Migu. They could have said a better Taina where they would have been believed for sure, Gazlanusa. Tosfos has two answers, which are important for the sugya of migu. V'yomeri, answer one, d'lo shayich migu, ela ba'adam echad. Migu only applies to one person. One person can have a migu. Ah, he could have said this, but he didn't, so it must be telling the truth. Aval b'shnei b'nei adam, lo shayich migu. You can't say migu by two people, by two eidim. De'ein da shneim shaveh. Because who says they're thinking about the same thing? U'mashi yirtza, liton zeh, lo yiton zeh. What's the whole the basis of amigo? Ah, they could have claimed, they should have, and it must be that's the truth. Psychology, mentality. You can only say that by one person. You can't say that by two people. Number one. The O Nira, and then Tosfos says another answer. Dixas dummy hi migu, lamigu bimakom edim. You're right, it's amigu. But it's bimakom edim, it's against edim. Why? The two edim that this migu is going against. De hashare yish edim kineged hi migu, lahachisham. Migu b'makom edim is going to be a problem, and that gets into the sugyas of migu. How migu works? Is it really a svara? What's called malo l'shaker? Is it what's called by the acronym koach hataina? We give you the power of the claim that you didn't claim. That's the magic migu. Right? But either way, that's migu b'makom edim and migu for two people are crucial issues in that. So yeah, but Tosfos here has those dais. Tosfos here has those two dais. And those are continues, which we're not going to get into now. Let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara has a machlokas abaya, and Rava says chidishu, and therefore the edim are only nifsal from today, not from the moment that they testified. Says the Gemara now, ika da amre, Rava nalik abaya sfirale. Maybe really Rava holds like abaya fundamentally. Damar lamafreya hu nifsal. Maybe he holds lamafreya. It goes by the maisa veira. But here it's a psul derabanan. You know why Rava makes it later? Because he's nervous about what about in the past month this aid has signed on a lot of other shtaros. It's going to cause problems. It's going to cause loss to buyers. Let's say he signed on something and somebody bought something, and if you say the psul goes backwards. Right, if the person was a known Goslin or a Gadif, okay, maybe the Lokeach should have known about that. But here, how does anybody know? Imanua Yisim, say to the Lokuchos, and therefore says the Rava, we're not gonna make other people lose because of this aid zomim status, so you make it only from the later time. May be nayu, what's the nafkamina between these two days? Whether the svara for Rava is chidashu or because of seder the lukuchos, may be nayu da asidu betrei lachad betrei lachad. Number one, either it's that there were two people, Rashi's pshat, two people testified about each one. Right, there wasn't two Edim against two Edim. The four Edim came. Two of them testified about each of the first Edim, Imanu Hayisem. So, Asidu Beitrei Lachad Beitrei Lachad, Inami De Paslinu BeGazlanusa. Or they said, you're Gazlanim. Right, they didn't say Imanu Hayisem. So, Lahach Lishad Da'amar Mishum Chiddish Leka. If you say the Svar of Chiddish, so this isn't a Chiddish here. They're believed to say Gazlanusa, because they're Bali Davar. The other people can't contradict them. Or the soul of Abseid De Lukuchos. So then, here too, they're both going with a chiddushu. If you say it's a chiddushu, so then there's no issue here. Lahach lishna darim shem seder lekuchos ika. But if you say the issue, seder lekuchos, that taina, that problem still exists even by these two, and therefore you would say it only goes from the later time. But again, if you say chiddushu, it wouldn't be a chiddush in these cases, and that's why you'd be able to say nifsal mishas edus. In these two cases, even Rava would agree to that. The Ravid here says, you know, why don't you just say there's an afkamina when there are no lukuchos, when the aid hasn't signed anything in the interim? So the Ravid says it must be lukuchos or lav dafka. Doesn't mean lukuchos. It means if he's had any eduyos, and we assume that Shmuel Gavazza says we assume that he signed somewhere, he signed on some documents, even if it's not lukuchos, it might mean kiddushin, it might mean other acts, and therefore. We would say that it's totally, the Gemara does not give that example. Vigala Meimar, just to quote you, the Ravid here, to lukuchos lav dafka, doesn't mean dafka lukuchos, ela kol pseidanami pseidahavye. If you go on edus halva, edus kiddushe isha, edus kol hakna ba'olam, vavdinan luhutakanta dvolavatlo. So we don't know, this person signed things, we don't want to cause problems for people, and that's why we don't have that. We don't have that answer. Tosfos here gives a different shot than Rashi what the second nafkamina is. Not that. What does it mean? Dasidu betrei lachad betrei lachad. So Rashi says it means that there were two people against each person. Tosfos asks, why is that any different? Right? Trei kameya. If you have two people against two people, or you have 100 people against two people. What's the difference, asks Tosfos? Mashma. Second Tosfos. Lefishi yesh shnei mazimin al kol echad ve'echar lo havi chiddush. It's not a chiddush anymore if you have two against each one. V'teima mabakach. I don't understand, says Tosfos. Are we trei kameya have? What's the difference if it's two against two or it's 100 against two? So Tosfos has a different pshat of what trei lachad v'trei lachad is. V'nira lafarish das hidu betrei b'chad kigon she'ein hanizomin misayeya echad lechavero. The two original edim zomimin, they're not supporting each other. Maybe they're edus miuchedus, that they each saw from a different window. She'eino echad yodea klum be'edus ha'shachaveiro. She'ra echad mechalon zeh ve'echad mechalon zeh. Oh, hodah achar hodah. It was different hodahs. Right in, like the Gemara talks about in Sanhedrin. Ve'ilu shnayim azimen et shnayim she'kach shavim elu k'mo acherim v'chulu. And therefore Tosfos says maybe the answer is that the first two edim aren't even supporting each other. That's why it's trei lachad v'trei lachad. Right, not that they don't go together. And that's why that could be now. You don't say trei kameya in this in this case. The Achronim discussed this Tosfos. The Hafla. The Hafla writes to also try to answer Tosfos' Chiddush. That once they knock out, maybe to rehabilitate Rashi, really. The Hafla says, once two knock out one aid, so then that one aid can no longer support the other aid. He says, that's the Chiddush. Not the first, but the second. Shebe'emes, lagabi ha'ed ha'rishon shehuzam zeu chiddush nifsal. Kivat shechaveiro misayelo. Vare elu shtei edim sheshkulun kameya. If you have two edim, that doesn't against one of them. So that is the chiddush. Again, shebe'emes, lagabi ha'ed ha'rishon shehuzam zeu chiddush nifsal. Kivat shechaveiro misayelo. Vare elu shtei edim sheshkulun kameya. That is the chiddush, because at that point, the other aid is supporting him. But after the first one becomes an edzomeim, so then he's not supporting his friend anymore. That's how the Rahafla understands Rashi. Okay, either way, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Difti, Abba Rav Papa of the Kavasi de Rava. Rav Papa did act like Rava. Rav Ashi Amar Yosef Kavasi da Abaya. He went like Abaya. Again, Abaya l'mafreyahu nifsal. The Hilchas a Kavasi di Abaya b'yal kagam. This is one of the six cases of Yal Kagam that we pass him like Abaya. And quoted in all those places where it comes up. Again, five out of six, I think, of these cases of Yachagam are agreed upon what it is. Yeah, Shalom Midas. This is number two. Eid Zomim. Ayin. Eid Zomim Lamafreya. Kuf is Kedusha Shem Yisrael Labia. Gimel is Gilu Das Pagita. And Men is Mumar. The Machlokas is Lamin. What's the Lamin? Is it Yimei Leda? Or is it Lechi Ha'omid Me'elav? Right? Different opinions in Rashi and the Tosfos, what that is. The Tzlach, in the Noda Behuda wonders that the Yal Kagam phrase is not in order of how they come up in Shas. Right? If you would put it in order, the Tzlach says, you know, you look at from the beginning of Shas, it would be Lagak Ayam, or something like that. So he says, the answer might be, okay, it's not in order, but this is an easier phrase to say. Not only because we're used to it, but Chazal assume that it's an easier phrase. Or the Tzlach himself answers that it's Dafka by Yeush Shalomidas and Kiddush Hashem Yisrael Labia, the Yud and the Kuf. But Rava is rejected by those, and that lays the groundwork for Abaya being the one that we paskin like. In those two, Memela. And that's what he says. We talk Nitzchu Divre Rava, B'machlokos Elu, Nigram Shebat Ladaito B'Shara Machlokos. Shemachma Shenitcha B'yeh Shalom Midas, But Ladaito Gam B'Eid Zomeim, U'mitokah Gam B'lech Yomim Me'elov. U'machma Shenitcha B'Kidushin, Shalom B'Shurim Labiyah, But Ladaito Gam B'Gili Das Baget, U'mitokah Gam B'Mumar. Why is that? That's a question that the Tzlach goes into. But those two are defining, and once those are rejected, Rav is rejected in those two. That's why the order is as it is. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara Tanan. So we're going to talk about the Machlokas by and Rava based on our Mishnah. That's why it's brought in here. Tanan says the Mishnah, Ganav al pishnayim v'tavachom achar al pihem. V'nimsu zomamin. If you have two edim, that testify about everything. The Geneva and the Tvicha Mechira. Mishalm and the Sakol. And then if they're zomamin, they pay everything. Simple, right? They wanted to be Machiah 4 and 5, and then they are proven to be Zomamin. So my lot is in this case, Sheheidu al HaGeneva, V'chazru v'heidu al HaTzficha. The Edom come and testify about the Geneva, then they come to testify about the Tzficha, about the Shechting. Remember the point we said a few days ago about the different Lashonos of Tzficha and Shechita and Zvicha, right? All different words that mean not exactly the same thing. But either way, the Edom testify on the Geneva and then on the Tzficha. V'huzbu al HaGeneva, then Edom come and knock them out about the Geneva. V'chazru v'huzbu al HaTzficha. And then about the Tzficha, isn't that what the Mishnah is talking about? And if that's true, then we have a problem according to Abaya. And if you say the Edom Zomen are Pasul Lamafreya, so then Hani, Kiva de Itzimuluha Geneva, once the Edom first come and are Mazim about the Geneva, so the Geneva disappears, or at the moment of the Geneva, what does it come out? Igloi Milsal Lamafreya, Tchi Ashadu Atvicha Psulanave. It comes out they were Pasul when they testified about the Tvicha, Amai Mashalman and Atvicha. So why would they pay on the Tvicha in that case? Again, what if we say it goes backwards, so then Memela, the Geneva, they're knocked out. They're Pasul Edom, and therefore they can't testify. They shouldn't be believed about the Tvicha. Why would they pay Dalid Fehe? Questions. Like, more answers, you're right. Amr Yachav Ayaskinan, Kigot Shehuzbu Ala Tficha Tchila. Yes, it's a case where they were Huzam on the Tficha first. First they knocked out about the Tficha, so the Geneva still exists. And then they're Huzam on the Geneva. Says the Gemara, Amri, sof, but still, says the Gemara, Ki Hadri Mitzumiya Geneva. But at the end of the day, let's say the Tficha happened first, the Hazama. And then the Geneva, Igloi Mil said the Chi Asadu Atficha, Psulinave. But still, it comes out Lamaisa that at the time, we know, you know, Sunday they testified about the Geneva. Monday they testified about the Tficha. Tuesday, Edim knock out the Tficha. Wednesday, Edim knock out the Geneva. But if we stand on Wednesday, now we know that on Sunday they were already puzzled. So still, why should they be Chayiv Dala Vehei? Amay Mishalmi Atvicha. So he answers the Gemara, Vehilchazak Sheheidu Babasachas Vehuzmu. It must be they testified about the Geneva and the Ticha Mechira at the same time. Babasachas. That's why, even if the Hazamas happen one after another, Rashi says here, they don't have to happen at the same time, but the Tficha has to happen first, but once that happens, so then, that's why it works. And the Mishnah is because they testified by Bas Achas, and that's why the other one stands, even if the Geneva was Lamafreya Nifsal. Ramosha has an important tshuva here. Ramosha in Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud. He was asked by his Talmud, the Ramos Ephraim, from Ephraim Greenblatt, in 1962. Ube'ej Shenato Schar Acher Sheheyed. What happens if you have a witness who got paid off after? When he testified, he wasn't paid. He wasn't paid to testify. He wasn't, was schar l'hayit, as we had at the beginning of Akones. No, he testified. A week after he testified, so then he got paid for it. Does that passel him, if he got paid afterwards? U'be'echnot ha'schar achar sheheir. Hevi ha'megi b'mishnah l'melech. If you look in the parentheses in the Mishnah l'melech in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he quotes from the Shavus Yaakov, t'lo nizbatel o edus l'mafreya. It's not, doesn't make the Eidus Batel, V'isura Ika Lakach Eschar Afilu Acher Sheheyin. But there's an Isser, but it doesn't ruin the Eidus. Umakshik Sheita, but Ramosha says to the Rivos Ephraim, but what you asked, Amailo Chashinon, Sheheyin Bishvil Aschar Sheyito Lacharkach, why don't you say, well, maybe we should be nervous that he dafka testify because he knew he was going to get paid next week. Why don't you say that Nire Pashut? Says Rav Moshe, "Dema'amidin alcheskas kashruso." No, if you don't know he did anything wrong before this, he has a cheskas kashrus at that moment. Lomar shahaya kasher aid ad acher shereinu shnato laschar. Right, you say he's kasher until proven pasul. Even got paid afterward. Ukimifurish bebaba kama dafayin gimel. Like it's befurish in our Gemara. Be'edim shehuzmu ala tficha lo batzla edusan ala geneva emaisa edus atficha acher kedei dibur. Since the edus tficha happened first, the edus geneva still stands. Even though now you know that he did something wrong afterwards. So to hear, if he did something wrong afterwards, it doesn't ruin it. He says, "Ayin shach yaredeya simen aleph," in the name of the Tosefta. Shafilu misheimir. Even if somebody becomes a mumar 2 days after he testifies, eino chasha l'mafreya. He's not chasha. Shib shachat v'niker chelef v'acharka chemir ba'oso hayom hakol kosher. If somebody shechs in the morning and in the afternoon he becomes an apostate, his shchit in the morning is okay. We don't say that the roots of this were already beforehand. V'zeo gamatam b'mashalo batla edusan v'aschar shalachu achar sheheyin. Says Rav Moshe, everybody has that cheskas kashrus. B'im lokach tokadei dibur meiduso. If he took the money tokadei dibur, so then mistavrish in this batla eduso. Then mistama, I think, bitol ha'edus. Why is that? Why is that? So we'll have to talk about that in a couple of minutes. Achulai, or maybe not. Kiba Chihu Rakmi Din Knas, Kimifurish Burama, Lotispat Le Duso, Afkishinata Toka de Dibur, Vitsara Ian Ladina. What's Ramosha Sarachian? It's only Drabanan. Did they extend it? Or maybe there's another idea behind Ramosha's Safik, which we'll get to Ben Hashem a little bit later. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. So we tried to ask Akasha on Abaya, and we saved Abaya. So let's continue Leba Katanoi. Let's suggest that maybe this machlok is between Abaya and Rava. It's really a machlokes of the Tanoim. Hayushnayim me'idin oso sheganav. If two edim, follow Brisa, two edim testify that a person stole. Vehein me'idin oso shetavach. And they also testify about the tvicha. Right? Same edim. Me'i, those walla geneva. And then the geneva They had Edim Zobin, they became Edim Zobin on the Geneva, so Edus Shabbat Lamutzeza Balakulo, the whole thing falls away. As we said, right, you can't have Edus on the Tichon Mechira and not on the Geneva, because then there's no testimony that he's shechting somebody else's animal. So if the Edus of the Geneva falls away, then the whole thing falls away. Huzmu ala Tficha, but if he's Huzam on the Tficha, hu Mishal Tashlume Kefel, Fein Mishal Tashlume Gimel. Right, if he's Huzam on the Tficha, so then the Tficha Edus falls away, but the Geneva Edus still sticks, and they pay, the person pays, the Nidon pays Kefel, and the Edus pay the extra three. Amar Reb Yossi, Bamedvar Mamurim Bishte Eduyos. Reb Yossi said this is only if you have two Eduyos. Avo Be'edus Achas, Edus, Shabbat Mitzvah, Shabbat Kula. It's only by two, Reb Yossi says, only by two Eduyos do we say that the Geneva still stands. But if it was Edus Achas, then even if the, just the Tficha is knocked out, the Geneva is knocked out as well. So, my shtei eduyos umay ve'edus achas. What does that mean? What does one and two edus mean in the Braisa? I lema b'shtei eduyos. B'shtei eduyos mamish, b'shtei kitot. Does shtei eduyos mean two kitot? That's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rabbi Yossi is saying, when do we say that the edus on the Geneva stands without the edus on the Tficha? Only by two groups of witnesses. But if it's one group, the whole thing is batel. Be'edus achas, bekat achas, bezecher zeh. V'yam Rabbi Yossi, and according to this, Rabbi Yossi would be saying, be'edus achas, bekat achas, bezecher zeh. Rabbi Yossi would be saying, if it's one group of witnesses, even if it's zeacher zeh, ki mishadia geneva, v'hadim mishadia tficha, ki mitzah mi atficha, edus bala bezala bala kula. What would Rabbi Yossi be saying then? If it's the same group of witnesses, and they're proven to be them zomimin on the tficha, then the geneva also is knocked out? Why would that be? Why would you say that? What if they were fined by the Geneva? The Geneva, they have not been proven wrong. So why would the Geneva be knocked out there? Elolav, says the Gemara, rather, what must the Rabbi Yossi Shita be? And therefore, what must the Machlokes be? Elolav, b'shtei eduyos, be'edus achas, ke'ein shtei eduyos. Meaning, we're talking about one group of witnesses. We're talking about one kat of witnesses. What does it mean, one or two eduyos? How their edus is given. Two eduyos mean it's given at two different times. Umayninu kat achas bezecher zeh. That's the case, Rabbi Yossi says, that if you knock it out, the tficha, the geneva still stands. Aval be'edus achas bebas achas lo. But if it's one kat, and they testified about the geneva and the tficha at the same time, so then, if you knock them out about the tficha, you would also knock them out about the geneva. That would be Rabbi Yossi's opinion, and the Ritar Kaba does not agree to that. So what's the machlokas about? V'savrua dekuli alma. So Gemara says, let's assume that everybody agrees toka de dibur kedibur dami. That if you say something within kedai dibur, it's considered one dibur. We'll get back to that, Rav Hashem. But my love, if you assume that, so what's the machlokas here in the brisa between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi? My love, akamiflagi. The Rabbanan savri, mikana labahu nifsal. The Rabbanan say, you only pasul, like Rava says, mikana lahaba. And therefore, v'kiva demehi shaita kamitsami, since what they became zomimin only from the moment that the ede mazimin come, atficha de kamitsami itzam, ageneva de lo mitsami lo itzam. So they're only knocked out the tvicha, but you don't knock out the geneva. That's the Tanakama shita. Even though the edus was given at the same time, toka de dibur, but the psul only starts later. So you only start the psul about the tficha. Rabbi Yossi samar no lamafreya unifsal. Rabbi Yossi says it's lamafreya. The kiva demiyad ki ashidu hudemifsali. Since they become pasul now retroactively from the moment of the testimony, so ki itzamiluhu atficha itzamiluhu nami aganeva. Once they become pasul and huzam on the tficha, so it's in the same token of dibur about the geneva. The token of dibur. Kedibur dami. So the Gemara suggests, isn't that the machlokas of Yossi lechachamim? It's the machlokas Abaya and Rava. Good. So once let's go backwards. First, let's talk about toka de dibur first, and that is, one second, it's still a problem. Even if you want to say like Abaya that lamafreya hunifsal, so it's going back lamafreya to, let's say, he testified about the geneva at 2:04. And he testified about the tficha at 2:10. That's how long it took him, 6 seconds to say it. So he's only nifsal from 2:10. But the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yossi, because toka de dibur kedibur dami, even 2:04, he's already nifsal. So why is that? It's still going backwards, so why should that be the case? So maybe this goes to the root of how we look at Toka de Dibor. Right? Toka de Dibor, on the simplest level, is just a zechus chazara. It's an ability to retract what you said. Right? Let's say, hamelach hakadosh, okel hakadosh. Right? In davening, we know the Toka de Dibor works, that we could change it within Toka de Dibor. So, it's nothing lumdis, nothing conceptual. It's just you're able to go back. And that also would fit in to another machlokas. There's two machlokos. Number one, conceptually how it works. Number two, is it a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? That's a machlokas rishonim. Those two machlokas are linked. Rabbi Yotam says, quoted in various rishonim in different places, Rabbi Yotam says that tok de diber kediber dami is a din d'rabbanan. It's a takana d'rabbanan. So that if you're in the middle of a transaction in the market, and your Rebbe walks by, and you want to say hello to your Rebbe, as we'll get to the Lushan, so you're allowed to turn around and say hello to your Rebbe. That is Rabbeinu Tam Shita, right? The Ramban in Boa Basra quotes Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran in Nedarim Pezayin quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Togi Deber Kedibra Dami Takantahu the Tikkun Rabbanan, Mishum Talmud, Halokeach Mekach, Upagabo Rabo, Sheyuchalitin Lo Shalom. Right, you're about to do a transaction, your Rebbe walks by, so you want to be able to say hello to your Rebbe, and then come back and make any stipulations about the transaction. Hishru midoseya l'chol mili, it applies to all cases, except for four exceptions, which Beis Hashem will get to. But that's one idea of Toka de Dibor, chus chazara, and maybe that's what the Rabbeinu Tam is holding as well. But there are more fundamental ways of looking at Toka de Dibor. Another way of looking at Toka de Dibor is that your speech doesn't stop until a few seconds after you talk. Let's say somebody's talking. They always take breaks in the middle of their talk. Let's say I say now, and then I pause for a second to catch my breath. I pause for a second to think about my next words. I'm not talking anymore. I am still talking. I'm not verbalizing, but the act of speech is still going on. Dibor memushach, right? It's hagada memushaches. It's a continue. So that's why I talk to Dibor. Even a few seconds after I spoke, it still looked at the time of my speaking. That's another more fundamental way. And maybe if that's true, that works better to our Gemara. That works better to our Gemara because it's even afterwards. Or the most fundamental way, l'chora, of saying it, is that halacha looks at time in different increments. Halacha doesn't look at time in seconds, or even in milliseconds or in regular seconds. Halacha looks at increments of time in Toka de Dibor moments. That's how we look at it. Toka de Dibor. That's where Shar Yosha talks about this in Shar Hei. That halachic increments of time are looked at as louder. So whenever you go backwards, like our Gemara, you know, that would work. What's the biggest raya that there has to be something more fundamental about Toka de Dibor? That's not Gemara in Nedarim. It works out very challenging. According to the Beit Tam, you'd have to say, once there's a takana d'rabbanan, they apply it in all cases. But it's very difficult to suggest it there. Gemara in Nedarim Pezayin is talking about the mitzvah of kriya. Rachman al-Assad, if somebody loses a relative, they have to tear their beged. So the Gemara talks about what happens if somebody tears their beged before their relative died. They got the report that their relative died, and then they tore their beged, and then they found out, no, the relative had just fainted. He hadn't died yet. So the Gemara talks about, what if the relative did die very soon after the kriya was done? Says the Gemara, if he died within Toka de Dibor of the kriya, so then your yotzei yidei kriya. Masha'ekin, if he died, if the person died after. Lo shanu, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, shemeis lachar kedei dibor. Ava betoka de dibor kedibor dami, and therefore yotzei de kriya. That's unbelievable. How could you say that a kriya before the person died works? The answer is, if halacha is looked at as in increments of time of toka de dibor, so that it's looked at that you did kriya at the time of the death. And that's why it could be viewed as such. To say something like a schus chazara is very difficult to fit in to that Gemara. The other important point of Toka de Dibor is the continuation of the line there in Adarim Pezayin. It's also quoted in Bava Basra. The hilchos of Toka de Dibor Kedibor Dami Chutz. Toka de Dibor is like the hilchos of Toka de Dibor is Kedibor Dami with four exceptions. Megadef Avodizara, cursing God. Avodizara, Mekadesh Umagaresh. Those are the four exceptions. And that's the question of why those are the four exceptions. Again, the Rishonim wonder why they are different. Should we just be a machmir by those? Or the Ran, right? This top 10 Ran in Nedarim. The Ran in Nedarim Pezayin of an Aleph says, because people take those contexts very seriously. De bishar, so it's an umdana. De bishar mili, de lo chamiri kule hai. Kisha adam osa osam, lo bigmar daitu osa. Sometimes people mess around and fool around in other contexts. Ela daitu shiachalachzer bo togle dibur. People think that they want to be chozerbo. Avalhani, kivan de chamiri kule hai. Ein adam osa osam elabas kama gemura. That's the umdana, that people don't fool around with those contexts, and therefore we don't give tokei dibur in this case. Okay, getting back though to our Gemara. So the Gemara said that this machlokas Rabbi Yosi the Rabbanan, maybe that's a machlokas tanaim of Abaya and Rava, and therefore it's rooted in the tanaim. So Gemara says no. Gemara says maybe not. Amri, third to last line, e toke de dibur kedibur dami to goliam lamafrehu nifsal. No, everybody agrees toke de dibur kedibur. Everybody might agree to Abaya lamafrehu nifsal. Elohacha betoke de dibur kedibur dami come iflagi. No, this gufa is a machlokes about that issue. Rabbanan savri toke de dibur lav kedibur dami. The Rabbanan say it's not. It's lav kedibur dibur, and therefore even if you knocked out the tvicha, the geneva still stands. Even if it was done only a few seconds ago, he's still kosher on the tvich, on the geneva. Rabbi Yosi Sover, toke de dibur kedibur dami. And Rabbi Yosi says, no, toke de dibur is kedibur, and therefore, if you knock him out, huzam, on the tvicha, you would make them huzam also on the geneva as well. Says the Gemara, v'savar Rabbi Yosi, that's the machlokes. So v'savar Rabbi Yosi, toke de dibur kedibur dami. Rabbi Yosi really holds that way. He also toke de kedibur dami against the Tanakama. V'yatzran, but don't we know from a Mishnah in Maseches Temura? Harezu Temuras Ola Temura Shlamim. Somebody says about a certain animal. This animal is the Temura, is the substitute. Right, it's an avera to do that, but the halacha is if you do that, it's an avera. But now, what did the pasuk say? The end of Vayikra, Vayahu Usmuraso Yekodesh. They're both karbanos now. So the Mishnah says, if somebody says this is a tour of Ola, this is a tour of Shlamim, Harez it Turas Ola. Divir Meir, Meir says Tfos Lashon Rishon. He first says this is Turas Ola, so that's what it is. Rabbi Yosi Omer. If you had in mind originally that it should be half and half, because a human being cannot say two things at the same time, that's why, which means we wait till it gets a mum, we sell it, and we use half the money for an ola and half the money for a shlamim. But, it's not that he had this in mind originally, but he changed his mind. So it's an ola, period. You can't change your mind. And we asked about that nimlach pshita. Isn't that obvious? You said ola. So, okay, you can't change your mind. You can't make it a shlamim. The amar of papa, says, nimlach b'tok te dibur kamrinan. The chiddush is, even if he changes his mind within kedei dibur, even there Rabbi Yosi says, you can't be chozer bo. So one second. How could Rabbi Yosi say in our Gemara, toke de dibur kedibur dami, you see from that Mishnah in Temura, that he holds toke de dibur, is lav kedibur dami. So Gemara answers, Amri Trei Toke de Dibur Have. Maybe there are two types of Toke de Dibur. Two lengths. Chad Kdei Sheilas Talmud L'Rav. One is the length of the amount of time it takes for a Talmud to say hello to his Rebbe. V'chad Kdei Sheilas HaRav LaTalmud. And one for the Rebbe to say hello to his Talmud, which is a little shorter. This is a little shorter. This Shalom Alecha Rez. We'll see in a second. Ki Lesley Rebbe Yosi Kdei Sheilas Talmud L'Rav. Shalom Alecha, Rebbe Umari, Denafish. When does Rebbe Yosi not hold of Toke de Dibur by the Sheila of a Talmud to a Rav, where the Talmud says, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe Umari, those four words. Kedei Sheilas HaRav LaTalmud, Shalom Alecha, Islay, he has the shorter one. So it sounds like it's just a quantitative jump that Rebbe Yosi thinks how long you have for Toke Kedei Dibur. Tosis here discusses, is the Talmud allowed to say hello to his Rebbe? Right, what do you mean? Kedei she'elas tamal arav. Ask Tosfos in Kedei. V'adamar perek tefilas ha'shachar, it says in Brachas. Hanosin shalom. V'hamachzur shalom l'rabo. Goreim l'shechina she'tastaling mi'Yisrael. If you say shalom to your Rebbe, you're going to cause the Shechina to be lost. Says Tosfos, hainu, kishenosin shalom l'rabo kamol l'chaveiro. No, if you say hello to your Rebbe like you say hello to your friend, you go over and you pat him on the back and say, hey, how you doing? If that's how we say hello to our Rebbe, that's the problem. Kamosha Amar Le Shalom Alecha. V'lo Amar Rebbe, you say Shalom Alecha. You don't say Rebbe. If you say it in a mechubad way, if you say it in a covetic way, that's fine. That's what our Gemara is talking about. Right, over there in Brachas, if you say, if you treat your Rebbe like you treat your friend, or Tosfos and Brachos there gives another answer. Here we're talking about a Talmud Chaver, or the Rabbeinu Yonah there in Brachos says, well, maybe it's where the Rebbe gave you Shalom first. If the Rebbe gave you Shalom first, then you can answer. But you're not supposed to say it first. You have to let your Rebbe speak first. Okay, a couple of different answers given. Two other points about Toka de Dibor. Number one is the Sheet of the Rambam, or the larger issue. We said the Gemara there has four exceptions to the rule about Megadef, Avodazara, Mekadesh, and Megaresh. The Rambam also has it by Hektish. There's no Toka de Dibor by Hektish. The question is, A, the Svara, two, the source. All the Achronim, the Pnei Yeshua here also, discusses where did the Rambam get that from, but that goes on our list of comparing Kiddushin and Hektish. Of another example of maybe that Rambam thinks that if it works by Hektish, if it doesn't work by Kiddushin, it also wouldn't work by Hektish. The Chashuke Chabad here has discussions of various examples of Toka de Dibor. It's ones that come up. It come up in our day. He has a great case. What happens if it's Shacharis? You're about to say Shemot S, right? And you say, Kishem Hashem Ekra, or Kishem Hashem, you realize, after you say Kishem Hashem, that it's Shacharis, and you're not supposed to say Kishem Hashem. You're just supposed to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach. So what do you do at that moment? Tzav Yizke Lomer, as a devas Kishem Hashem, She'omer Rakbet Mincha V'Musaf. So should you finish the Pasuk? Havu Godel Elokeinu. Should you say Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu? Or should you say, Kishem Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, Uvi Yagidzi Lasecha? Use the Hashem for the next pasuk. Or should you just stop and start again and say Shem Hashem again? So he says, L'chora, you would have said, just finish the pasuk. Why? Number called Psuki de lo paske Moshe na lo paskinon. You can't say half to pasuk. You can't say Shem Shemayim levatala. Or you've already been mafsik, ben gula latfila. So a couple of extra words won't matter. So he says, even though those are nice saris, I disagree. He thinks that you should not continue and finish the pasuk. There are examples where we say hapsukim if you are saying it as a tefillah, or there are other considerations, right? The big discussion by Kiddush. Where do you start from by Kiddush? Do you start from Yom HaShishi? Do you start from by Yerba Yivoker? Or any Shem Shemayim Levatala? No, maybe you should, in this case, switch psukim. Should go to Sfasai Tiftach, and Hashem would count on, should count on that. That's what he, assumes. Because we say, I, what about Toka de Dibor? So he says, Nira, Kiva the Kaimalan called Toka de Dibor, Kedibor Dami, Vacholanasa Tokazman, Kachada Chashiva, Imkain, Kalocha Hipsik, Rakba Beis Tevos, Adayan Yeshlo Takana, Im Yasmech Kaesis Agulo Litfila, Lachin Yamshich, Sfasai Tiftach. It's not called a Hefsik, because it's Toka de Dibor. And therefore, it is okay. Number one. Number two, the other case he has is, it might have come up off sometime also. There's a chazan, and the chazan counts svira, and the chazan did the wrong number. It doesn't come up so often because usually the chazan asks somebody. But he did the wrong number. And right as he says, hayom, yom, whatever, shisha, la'over, right? He says that, and everybody screams, seven, hey! And he corrects himself within Toka de Dibor. But it's Toka de Dibor of the people screaming at him, but not Toka de Dibor of his own counting. So, how do you measure Toka de Dibor? So he also discusses this. This comes up by Edus, by the Gemara Subis. You give Hasra to the Edus. Could they be Choser Bo, Toka de Dibor of the Hasra, or they're each Toka de Dibor of each other? Different discussions of Toka de Dibor that come up Lamaisa. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rava. Rava says we have a machlokas between Abaye and Rava here. Another machlokas besides the earlier one that we had. So today we're just going to do Rava Shita. Amar Rava by the two dots. Edim shehukshu l'basof huzmu neherogin. What happens if Edim first get hachasha to them? They're contradicted, which we know what's hachasha, what's hazama. Hazama is specifically imanu hayisev. We have no idea whether Reuben killed Shimon, but we know you couldn't have known about it because you were with us. That's imanu hayisev, that's testimony on the gavra. But hachasha is they testify about the event. Reuben didn't kill Shimon. Maybe Reuben was with us at the time. Whatever the case may be, there are many types of hachasha. So, what happens if the Edom first are huchash? Could they also be huzamed after that? Or do we say, what's their huchash? The case is closed, the did is done. So Rava says, Edom that were huchash, and then huzam, neheragin. They still can be Edom zobamin. Ta'achasha tchilas hazama, hi elash lo nigbura. Ha'achasha is the first steps of hazama. But it's just not finished yet. Hachasha, they're knocked out, but they don't have the label yet of Edom Zomamin, and Edom Zomamin becomes later. Rashi points out that it must be that everything took place after the Gemar Din. There was a Gemar Din that the Edom created for the Nidon, and then Hachasha, and then Azama. Or else they wouldn't be called Edom Zomim then. Amar Rava Mina Aminava, how do I know this, says Rava? Titania, the bride, the Tosefta says, Meidani Bishploni Shasimas Ein Avdo Vihipalachino. Two people testify about someone that he blinded his Eved. Right, and therefore he has to go free. The Eved is set free for that. Vihipalachino, and then he knocked out his Eved's tooth. So he has to pay the Eved for that. Shahare Harav Omer Kane, and the Rav is happy about that. We don't know what that line means yet. V'nimsu zomimin, and the fact that he's zomim, mishalmin demei ayin la'eved. The Braisa says, you pay the eved the demei ayin. Says the Gemara, what is going on here? Hey chidami, ilema kediktani doleka katachrina. Are we talking about one group of witnesses here and one edim azimin? The whole Braisa doesn't make sense. Mishalmin demei ayin la'eved. The eved gets money. You're already false about setting him free. Now you're going to also give him money? Number one, va'od, to make kule eved l'rabo l'shlume. These Edom Zomim wanted the eved to go free. They should have to pay the value of the eved to the master. Va'od, and also, shahare harav omer kein, harav minichale. What does it mean that the master is happy about this? He's not happy about his servant going free. Right, el olav, but rather, we have to add in a lot to the brisa. There are three sets of Edom here. El olav, this must be the case. Could go to Asu Beitrei, the army. Two Edom come and say, Hippolachino, Simes Eno. The first group says, he knocked out the Eved's tooth, so the Eved goes free for that. And then he blinded the Eved, so he has to pay the Eved that money. To buy Mesav, Leharav, Dmei Eno. The Asu Beitrei, Mitzioi. A second group of Edom come and say, Vamri, no, the opposite. Edom Adarshino, it was the opposite. First he did the ayin and then the shein, which means he has to pay less. An ay is worth more. To below boy lemeisavle el deme shino. To come achachshile kamay lemitsioi. The first and the second contradict. The ayinu, and that's the line of the brisa, that the master is happier with the second group. Shari aravo merkein, to nichale vimaita kamri, he's rather pay that for a tooth, which is cheaper. But then there's a third group. Victani venimsu zomimin mitsioi. The middle ones are found to be Zomimin. And therefore, the master has to set the Eved free based on the first group of Adam's testimony. And now, he has to pay for an eye and not for a tooth. V'nimsu Zomimin mitzioi. Mishama demei ayin la'eved. So, you have to pay the demei ayin, not the demei ayin, the difference between the eye and the tooth. Right? That is what the Meiri says here. And therefore, what do you see from there? Shvami na ha'chashat chiles ha'zami. That the second group were huchash, and then they were huzam, right? They were huchash to the first group, and then the third group made them into Edom Zomimin, and therefore you see it works. So Rava says, that's my raya. Isn't that the case of the Tosefta in Meseches Makos? That's my raya. Abaye is going to argue on that, but we will have to stop there. Just to note, the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Hey talks about that Shein Va'ayin, this halacha about going free, is a source for Yisurin being Mamarkin. The Gemara says, if for Shane and Ayin and Eva goes free, if our whole body is in pain, so surely, right, surely we go free. Kavachar Mishane V'ayin. Ma Shane V'ayin Shane Echon Me'ivarev Shal Adam. Eved Yotzeh Ben Lecherus, Yisurin Shememarkin Kogufo Shal Adam. Alachas Kama V'kama. Right, and that's the source, one of the sources for Yisurin Memarkin. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Again, the next two dafim will be put up, the Tisha B'Av daf, and B'ez Hashem, we will continue again with daf Ayin Vav. Okay, we'll stop here.